right now on VFN TV. Roll Tide. Did you see the game between Alabama and the Georgia Bulldogs? Well, we're going to actually have an interview with Tua, the quarterback that brought that game home when it looked like it was going crazy, and some awesome secrets he has to be able to sustain that. And we're going to hear from the president himself about and addressing the nation, also about Dr. King, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and John's joined us, John Ramos, and we are shouting to the highest. Roll Tide! Oh my goodness, did you see the game between Alabama and Georgia Bulldogs?
Listen, I wasn't an Alabama fan, but I am an Alabama fan now. I am. Listen,
can you?
I am
edit
on the team.
I'm on the team. Everybody's an Alabama fan.
Oh my goodness! Well, Tua. My goodness.
Well, you think about it. They were down, you know, all the way up to halftime, and it looked like it wasn't going to be going so good. So they put in the second string quarterback.
Second string. Who does that?
Tua.
Who does that?
And you're thinking, oh my goodness, you know, it's the second string, you know. And he gets in, and the first thing that happens to encourage you to feel that way is the fact that he gets sacked behind the thing.
Yeah.
Right? But then he says, he began to pray, John. He began to pray. It was amazing. As a matter of fact, the game turned around. Of course, Alabama won against the Bulldogs. It was a powerful, powerful thing. It's encouraging. But I've never seen such a humble young man. He's being interviewed and with the press and all that. And they're asking him the question because he comes all the way from Hawaii. And he's so blessed that Nick Saban found him in Hawaii. But they're asking him this question in the interview. And this is the quarterback that turned things around and made sure that Alabama won the game. But the question they're asking is, like, Hawaii is so far away from Alabama, and it is a long ways from Alabama. It's a long distance. They're asking the question, do you ever get homesick? Let's listen to Tua answer this question. Remember, this is the one, along with the whole team, but he led the team all the way into a victory. Check it out.
This question's for Tua again. Joe Goodman with AL.com. Hawaii to Alabama is a long way, distance-wise, culturally. What's that experience been like for you this first year? Have you ever been homesick at any point? Just kind of sum it up.
You know, I do get homesick at times. I miss my family back home. Although, you know, my parents are here. I'm talking about, you know, my dad's siblings. I mean, I don't know how Coach Saban found me all the way in Hawaii from Alabama, you know? So I just thank God he found me, and, you know, we're here right now. I don't know. The biggest difference from Hawaii and Alabama would probably be there's no beaches, you know? But other than that, I mean, the people are very nice. People are very religious. And, you know, there's football, too. So, I mean, how much better could it get?
How much better can it get? On far left, you're looking at Tua's there, and he was the second quarterback.
Yes.
Quarterback. And of course, he practices and he does all that.
Freshman, I think he's never played, never started a game up until this point.
He is a freshman. As a matter of fact, he was just told by one of his coaches that you don't have quarterback in you or something like that. We're going to hear from him in a little bit. And he actually apologized for that and said, I was wrong, that you do, and you are that. Mm. But also, during this interview, You want to hear about you know, somebody that makes such a big shift like this, being a freshman coming from
Hawaii. He's a national champion.
Yes. Yeah.
You want to hear from him.
You definitely want to hear from him. You know, and one thing that they asked him the question is because he has, you know, his posture, his poise in regards to how he's being so smooth about this. Listen to his answer to the question.
For Tua as well, Pat 40 from Yahoo Sports. Where does your poise come from to allow you to come into a situation like this tonight and perform the way you did?
I would say my poise comes from my faith. Just being able to come on to the sideline every time after I go into a drive, you know, I just pray for peace, you know. I just pray asking God, you know, let your will be done in me and, you know, the rest will follow. And that's the best way I could explain it. You know, before I go in, into a drive. I mean, I pray a little bit, say my prayers, and, you know, we do it. And when we come off the field, say a little prayer, you know, just to keep me calm, and we go from there.
Is that awesome? So his secret is awesome prayer.
Yeah.
that, you know, he just basically, I said, I asked God to help me. Mm. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
And you're thinking,
yes.
What was the secret? Well, everybody's strong. Everybody's working out together. But what did he do differently? I mean, there's probably a lot of believers on Alabama's team.
Sure.
And that's one thing he loved about, you know, being in Alabama. There's so many people of faith in Alabama.
Yeah.
And he brought his faith from Hawaii, you know, and we hear a lot of things about Hawaii, but seldom do we hear about faith coming out of Hawaii.
Yeah, thank God for Tua, right?
Tua is setting, he's a torchbearer for faith in God and, you know, his faith in Jesus Christ. And it's just, he's unashamed of it. And he said, my parents are going to get upset with me, but I'm going to say it. It's Jesus. You know,
yeah.
It's Jesus is the reason why I was able to do this. I also asked him another question. This particular question, you know, what does it mean for your state? You know, that's so important, you know, that you're basically representing Hawaii. And how often do we hear a representation from Hawaii, you know, other than the political things that are happening? And it's like, he's a good representation. Let's see what he said to that.
I see you up there with your Hawaii lei. You know, what does it mean for your state and for Polynesian people?
You know, I think this is very big for our state. You know, for us kids back home, making our state proud is the biggest thing, you know, and to be able to do this on a national level and a big stage is just a great opportunity. You know, it's just great exposure for us as well, you know, our people. I just thank God that I'm here. I heard nothing from Marcus before this. I don't want to check my phone right now. You know, I just want to see my family and just enjoy this team or just enjoy this win with my team.
And it's exciting, isn't it? Because they're already beginning to compare him. He's like, I just won the game. I'm like, I don't know, you know.
Relax.
And he's very humble because he's not lifting himself up. But yet, it is true, you know, what happened. And Devontae is the receiver, I believe, that caught one of his passes or ran it or whatever back. But the question he's asking him here is, you know, what was your relationship? Because when you're able to play together like Drew Brees does with his team and the New Orleans Saints, that just thought about it last game. Sorry, that they just flowed so well together.
Sure.
They want to know, you know, what is your relationship between you and Devontae? Let's check it out.
And for Tua, did you have a special relationship with Devontae? You had that pirouette movement against Vanderbilt, and now the winning touchdown to win the national championship.
You know, for me, I would say I haven't only built a good relationship with Devontae. I mean, I think that goes for all our skills, you know, throughout practices. We get the opportunity to throw it to everybody, you know, and when things aren't going right in practice, you know, we come, we talk about it on the sideline while the ones are in, you know, just try to change things up sometimes. And I think that's the best way to explain it, you know, creating our bonds, just being able to come on the sideline, talk to each other about what we could have done better on that play, and we go from there.
That's so awesome. Listen, we're fixing to go to break, but I want to encourage you, you know, talk to us, you know, share your comments about this. This is awesome what Tua did. If you didn't know it, we're going to make it even more available to you where you can see the highlights from the game. But it's a young man that God just promoted and blessed and gave the inspiration to be able to move. And maybe you're playing a sport in your school. Maybe you're playing a sport in your college and you're thinking, you know, do I have to make it happen or do I just do what the coach says, play hard, listen to the instructions? But pray and believe that God's going to promote me. That's what happened here.
It's so important because everyone, you're right, is looking for that moment.
Yeah.
Do what you're supposed to do. And God's good. Just trust the Lord. When he brings you to that place of success, is for you to point to the Lord. And it's exactly what Tua did. He didn't take the glory. He said, God brought me to this place. I prayed, depended upon him, and it all belongs to him.
Yeah.
So, so beautiful.
So important. So after this break, you're going to hear from Nick Saban. He's going to tell us, you know, what does he expect of his players? How can you expect so much toughness on the field, but yet, you know, humility in life? He tells us the secret. As a matter of fact, this is a secret to success. If you want to know some of the secret to success, this is probably one of the highest paid coaches.
Oh, he is.
He's the highest paid college coaches in America.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a winning coach, a winning coach. And so when we get back from this break, we're going to hear from Nick Saban, what he has to say. It's so powerful. It's so simple, but a powerful, powerful thing. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I don't know if you caught the game or not between Alabama and the Georgia Bulldogs, but Alabama pulled it out thanks to Tua, the second string quarterback, and we just have an interview from him. But this is a big question. It's a big one because you see it all the time with players. You know, I don't want to name any names, but you see where they have this great talent. And it's not just sports. You see people all over the place that have wonderful leadership talents, singing talents, you know, preaching talents, business talents, or sports talents. But when you describe them, it's like, yeah, but there's something about them. And so Nick Saban asked the question. Go ahead.
Actually, Nick's talking about here about how do you get your players to compete as a team, perform at the highest levels.
Right, right. And so that's what this is. And so the question is that they're asking him is, how do you actually do that and also have them to be a normal person in life? And so this is a success secret, and that's what we do at VFNKB. We're always wanting to bring you things to help you, you know, the key to your success. So this is a success secret from Nick Saban, the coach of Alabama, giving you the secret.
Nick, as a coach, how do you balance fostering competition in the same position group with making sure everybody's working toward the same, you know, kind of broader team goals? I'm talking obviously about quarterback.
Well, I think we spend a lot of time talking to guys about what are your goals, what are your aspirations, what do you want to accomplish, and what you want to do. And I obviously like it when one of these guys tell me that they want to play in the NFL someday and they want to graduate from college. So then every time they don't do what they're supposed to do or they're not accountable, whether it's in school, as a person, or as a player, I just can ask, how is this behavior going to help you get where you want to go? So it is about the individual. It is about the individual and their goals and aspirations for what they want to accomplish. But it's also having respect for the principles and values of the team and trusting and respecting those as well as their teammates and not putting those goals and aspirations ahead of what's best for the team so that they buy into doing their job. So, I just never want any one of our players to ever give any reason to use the word but. after they describe them. You know, there was one word that I always, two most compelling words in a draft in my 8 years in the NFL, in a draft report when he read a player, was always and but. Because when they read a good player and they said, and he's a good person, he graduated from school, he was loved by his teammates, he was a captain of the team. Right, but if they read the same player and they said, but, got a domestic violence charge against him, he's got five positive marijuana tests. I mean, which guy you want to put on your team? So why would anybody give anybody a reason to say but about what they do? And that's what we try to get our players to do so that they create value for themselves and their future.
So simple, but so profound. The success secret is, are you going to have an and or a but? And to live your life as an and, that you're always, you know, when they're talking about you and things you're accomplishing, and he's a good husband, and she's a wonderful wife, and they can do this, and they're involved in that. Versus, you know, I think about, I don't want to name certain players. But you think
about a person that adds value to the team, to whatever they're doing, or a person that's a liability. One of the two. Right. So if you're working at a job, whatever you're doing, you want to be a person that is constantly adding value to your team, to your, you know, coworkers, to the establishment.
Right. And so when you're building your team, we talk about that quite often. Big dreams take big teams. You got to make sure you have a whole bunch of ands on there, because no matter how good the talent is, if you're having a talent but, it's going to come up. It's going to show up in the context of that. There's grace, there's mercy, but understand that what he's saying is, if you want to put a team together that's going to work together, you can find out how they're described. And there's people that have rumors and they say all kinds of things. And also there's the grace of God, understanding they may have been that way, but they made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. So now they have an end in their life.
That's right.
And things have changed in their life. So that's an important success secret. Think about this, and think about those that you actually have in your office or in your team, in your ministry. Do you describe them fully with, they do this, but and that? Or are you described as, I'm doing this, but I don't show up on time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that kind of thing. That's powerful. Is that not powerful?
That's so powerful, because if you realize that's you, guess what? You can make the change today. You can realize, you know what? I don't want to be a but anymore. I don't want a but after. I want to be an and.
Correct.
And you can make it and be part of a successful team by adding that value.
Find out more details at VFNKB.com. That's what we want to be able to do, is to empower you to succeed. Also, Nick Saban, he talked about here as well about, you know, Tua as a person, describing him. You know, you can describe yourself, but when your coach or your boss or other people describe you, it's amazing to hear. It lines up with what we're sensing about Tua. As a matter of fact, listen to Nick Saban describe Tua from Alabama's football team.
Is there a time, or can you think of a particular time, whether it was during spring practice or even during the season, that you kind of looked at Tua, or that he did something and you thought, he's as good as advertised, or maybe even better?
No, I think all year long we had lots of confidence in Tua, and we played him so that if this situation occurred, that he would be ready to play. And I know that he was never in a situation where he was behind and had to come back in a game, but the game experience, the confidence, managing the team, he does a really good job in practice. Jalen was sick a couple days before the Clemson game, and you know, the players really respond well to him. He's a good leader. He's very well liked by his teammates, and he's got a very positive, upbeat attitude that affects other people around him in a very positive way. So I think all those things are really positive attributes for a quarterback, and I have total confidence in him.
Wow.
Is that awesome? Your coach describing you like this. I want you to see this. He actually won. Tua won the Elite MVP Award. But understand this, the coach you're about to see talking to him, he explained Tua totally different a week prior to that, and he's having to apologize and realize, I was wrong. As a matter of fact, you got to see this. This is Tua receiving the Elite MVP, Most Valuable Player Award. Check it out.
Appreciate it, coach.
Super proud of you.
Thank you, coach. Appreciate it. Thank you.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
Back to speed on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Back to speed.
Good.
Your journey to be here in football heaven started with some hard, lonely work. So with saying that, Tua, stand up. I challenged you about 6 weeks ago to stand up. And I said, you're a heck of a football player. You're an incredible athlete, but I didn't see the discipline in your game to be a quarterback. I could not have been more wrong. And I'm so happy I was wrong. Of all the kids I've ever coached, I've never seen one improve more rapidly than you. You have uniqueness in you. Your arm talent is supreme. But I think it pales in comparison to what you have in here. You have something really special here as well. And you will change the world. I am so proud of you that you're the 2016 Elite 11 MVP.
That is so powerful. I'm telling you, when you just stay steadfast and trust God like Tua did. As a matter of fact, take a moment to share with us, share in the comments area, write to us, email us, call us. We want to hear what your thoughts are about it, about Tua.
It was so amazing. Yeah. I was thinking about this, that it's no matter how much talent an individual has, you still need a coach.
Yes.
You still need someone to help to motivate you and to help tweak those things that you need to.
Because they're outside of you looking at you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that we do with VFNKB. You know, we provide coaching to help you, whether you're in your business or individual life, to reach that level of success you're always trying to reach, but it keeps missing you. You have the skill sets, you have some talents, you have some knowledge, but you need some tweaking to help you get over, and we want to help you do that.
And you don't have to be alone anymore.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, VFNKB will partner with you in a mutual partnership to be able to bring that success to pass. Listen, we're going to go to break. We get back. We've got some very exciting things to tell you.
We'll be right back.
A close call at a Little League game can sometimes lead to a violent dispute, not among the players, but by their parents.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
Athletic events can be healthy for kids, but parents sometimes place too much emphasis on competition. How many times have you heard this phrase at a Little League game or a soccer match? Okay, guys, if you do your best and win today, it's pizza for everybody. But what message is being sent to impressionable youngsters who do their best and still lose? Now, there's nothing wrong with healthy competition, and of course, kids should be encouraged to participate in various physical activities. But when mom and dad vicariously live through their youngsters, hanging on every decision, rising and falling on every win and loss, they model poor sportsmanship at every turn. They're also revealing that they never satisfied their own competitive needs growing up, and now they're riding on the successes of their children. Well, heaven help the youngster if he or she should fail. The result is that physical and emotional benefits of participating in a sport can be outweighed by the damage done to the child's self-esteem and his outlook on life. That is too high a price to pay.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It is so exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
We always say that, but we went through a long season of it not being exciting.
I know that's right.
We have a president that cares about civil rights, that cares about the rights of the folks, who cares about the normal everyday worker to be able to get a job. And as a matter of fact, you know, we're starting to see even on our paychecks now where the taxes have come down, you're actually seeing more come into there.
That's a good sign.
It's already beginning to happen already. And it's just so cool to see what's happening. But this is our president. Our president gives a weekly address. We always want to bring that to you so you can be up to date about what's going on. And we just had Dr. Martin Luther King's day and celebrating his birth, an amazing man and Christian. And he's talking about that. As a matter of fact, check it out.
I have a dream. Martin Luther King Jr.'s immortal words, delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, have inspired Americans of all backgrounds since they were spoken on that historic day in 1963. Dr. King's dream is our dream. It is the American dream. It's the promise stitched into the fabric of our nation, etched into the hearts of our people, and written into the soul of humankind. It is the dream of a world where people are judged by who they are, not how they look or where they come from. It is the dream of a nation that offers life of dignity and hope to every American, regardless of color or creed. It is the dream of a nation faithful to its founding principle that we are all created equal. This sacred principle was the cause for which Dr. King and so many other historic Americans sacrificed in places like Selma, Birmingham, Montgomery, and Memphis. They were heroes who led our nation forward toward a future that is more just and more free. 50 years ago this spring, Dr. King was cruelly taken from this world by an assassin's bullet. But the promise he fought for could never be taken away. His words, his deeds, they live on forever. And the cause for which he gave his life only gained strength and force and power with the passage of time. Last week, I was so pleased to be joined by Dr. King's niece, Alveda, as I signed into law the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historical Park Act. This important legislation will ensure that the beautiful historic park continues to tell Dr. King's story for generations to come. On this cherished day, we honor the memory of Reverend King, and we rededicate ourselves to a glorious future where every American from every walk of life can live free from fear, liberated from hatred, and uplifted by boundless love for their fellow citizens. I ask every citizen to join me in remembering this great American hero and to carry on his legacy of justice, equality, and freedom. God bless the memory of Reverend King, and God bless the United States of America.
Such a powerful, powerful address, and that so grateful that our president is supporting civil rights, supporting what Dr. King stood for. If you haven't got a chance, you need to go read the letter that Dr. King wrote while he was unjustly in the Birmingham prison. We have that on the VFN Torch for you at VFNKB.com. But you got to be able, when you read that, you understand his heart and where he was coming from. Of course, all of his speeches, if you hear them. So many people tried to hijack his narrative.
They have.
But you have a Christian man who, when we're all flawed, all of us are flawed, but he did something that no other man would do. He had a call, as his own daughter said, who's over at the King Center now, she said that he did not have a call for civil rights. He was called to be a minister. His assignment was civil rights. And civil rights is for everybody. It's how to be a civil Christian in a civil land. As a matter of fact, we have civil Christianity. You can get there at civilchristianity.org. You can see it on your screen right here. It's very important to find out, you know, who you're going to walk with. If you're going to stand up for something, Dr. King had everybody sign the 10 commitments. That's important because you want to have, how can two walk together unless they agree? If you don't do that, some weird things begin to happen. Well, if that's you, if you want to stand up for a cause with people who are like-minded, who actually are the actual 10 commitments from Dr. King, you can do that at civilchristianity.org. When God asks us to stand up, we're going to be ready and have a number of people that says, you know what? We agree to these 10 commitments. We agree to that vision, and we'll be able to stand up to how to be a civil Christian in a civil land. And so often, so many Christians aren't voting. They're not participating in the process. They're thinking just something will happen. But God's called us to be able to participate in the process. I know we got to go, but I want you to take a moment and share with us in the comment area, write to us, call us. We want to hear what your thoughts are about the support of Dr. Martin Luther King National Park, also with the fact of the civil Christianity and participating and being able to stand up for what's right and participating in government. We'd like to do that at VFNKB. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for our viewers and our community right now. We just pray a blessing over them, God. We thank you, God, for our president who is honoring Dr. King through this national park and making sure that everything he stood for is still remembered, God. And we thank you right now, Father God, for everything that you're doing. And we ask you, Lord, to end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, what's so amazing about abiding is not that you're just able to hear the voice of the Lord for yourself, but that you're also able to help others hear God's voice. You know, Jesus said that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And it just reminds me of, you know, Maria. Oh my goodness. Hears from God. You know, she learned to abide and she hears his voice. And guess what? She follows what God says. And it's so amazing to see that not just for yourself, that how you can hear God's voice, but how you can begin to teach others to hear the voice of the Lord and how they can spend time with God and how they can abide and how they can journal down exactly what God is saying to them, about them, and for them.
And she's so beautiful. You know, her, you can just see her transformation prior to hearing God's voice, you know, years ago, and as she began to hear the Lord's voice, and that's openly today.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Patterson in New Jersey's being blessed, the Bronx, you know, in New York's being blessed, and so many people are being blessed because mm-hmm. she hears God's voice.
That's right. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a simple plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's free. Just go to iabide.org. Request your simple plan today at iabide.org.